Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, A to Z listeners, this is Jack here. And if you would like to become an exclusive subscriber to the show, you can hit the link in the description, and that will take you to our Red Circle page, where for $1.99 a month, you will get access to an extra 2 or 3 episodes each week. And be careful, don't hit that donation button if you want to become an exclusive subscriber, because the donation button is just a one-time donation. However, the exclusive subscriber button will give you access to the extra 2 or 3 episodes each week. So make sure you hit that exclusive subscriber button if you want access to the extra episodes. Now, let's get on with the show. Welcome to the A to Z English podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Sochal. And today, we are in the culture corner, and we are talking about first dates and in America and the dating etiquette related to a first date. So we're just focusing on the first date and what is good dating etiquette for a first date. And Sochal, I'll let you kick it off because I know you've got probably your like 5 rules of first dates or something like that.
No, I've actually never been on a first date in America, and I haven't been on a first date in like almost 2 years now. So, Okay. But I do have an idea of what's socially appropriate. So I would say things have changed over time. Back in the day, I think it was like way more formal. Like the guy usually comes, picks you up at your house, and you guys go somewhere together. And it's usually kind of like a longer, more serious affair. Like you might do dinner and a movie or like something more time consuming like that. But nowadays it's a lot more casual. I mean, when I went on first dates here in Mexico, it's still quite formal. So, It was a similar kind of thing. But in the U.S., I would say it's very casual now. So someone might tell you, like, hey, do you want to meet up somewhere? They might still come pick you up, especially if you can't drive and you're, like, a foreigner in the country and you don't know your way around. Then I would say it's polite for them to pick you up at that point. And what was I going to say? I mean, I think those are the basics. And now what your first date activities are usually way more relaxed, like going out for a coffee or an ice cream or a drink, alcoholic or non-alcoholic. And it's just a pretty relaxed kind of event. What would you say, Jack?
I think there are two different conversations to be had with this. I think the first one is traditional dating, which is almost gone now.
And right, so, unless you're in another country, but in the U.S., yeah, it's like gone.
Yeah, so because we're just doing America right now. So in America, right. For our students who will be traveling to America or go to America someday, This is what you would have expected about 20 years ago or 30 years ago. If you're a female, the man asks you out. He calls you. He tells you, I'll pick you up at 7 o'clock. He picks you up. He chooses the restaurant. You go to the restaurant. He pulls out your chair and then pushes your chair in. You know, so
was that all really a thing back then? That's crazy.
It is. You did that.
I wasn't even born, I think, back when this was a thing.
you don't put your elbows on the table. All the table manners, everything applies, you know, that we talked about last week. Put your napkin in your lap.
No chewing with your mouth full. No talking with your mouth full. Sorry, no chewing with your mouth open. No talking with your mouth full. No burping. No slurping.
No burping. No slurping. At the end, the man pays the bill. That's the tradition for the first date, is the man pays. Mm-hmm. After the date, you might go watch a movie or something like that. Again, the man pays for the tickets because it's a first date. He asked you out. It's his responsibility to pay. And he drops you off at home, and then he'll call you, you know, a day or two later or something if he wants to, you know, go out with you again, if it went well. If the conversation was terrible, you know, he'll never call you again, or you'll not answer your phone or whatever, you know, you'll screen your calls. Now in the modern day, it's just everything is like sped up, right? It's like you have like Tinder, where you're swiping and then you go meet the person for a drink. And if you don't hit it off, meaning if you don't get along well in the first 5 or 10 minutes, you guys just both people are like, yeah, I guess it's not going to be good. See you later.
I don't think it's quite that. I mean, I wish it was. I don't think it's quite that simplistic. I think it's similar. I think a lot of people meet on dating apps and they're not seen as something inappropriate like they are in other countries. People don't use them for hookups, which means like just a casual thing. A lot of people develop formal relationships from Tinder and stuff like that in the US, actually. But yeah, it's really common to meet on dating apps like Bumble, Tinder, and I don't know. There are a bunch, like a million of them.
Yeah, it's before my time. Yeah.
And you might also meet through college. Like if you're going as an exchange student, like you might meet someone there or whatever. And the person will ask you to on a date. I think nowadays it's like less common to ask someone on a date. And most guys are like, hey, do you want to hang out? And that's a pet peeve of mine because, you know, man up and ask me on a date. If you want to go on a date, like don't be like, do you want to just
men don't want to get rejected, so they'll still say something very ambiguous, you know, just like, hey, do you want to hang out? And then if the woman says no, I don't want to, it's like, well, that's okay, because it wasn't a date anyway. I was just asking you to hang out. It's a like friend. A way to protect your ego, you know.
Yeah, but it's so annoying. It's like, come on, man up. So men will just kind of ask you, like, do you want to hang out? Do you want to go get a drink? A lot of guys will say stuff like, what are you doing this weekend? Or like when, stuff like that. A lot of times it's like precursors to asking you out. And then you'll just go for something simple, like a drink or a coffee. I don't recommend going for a drink on a first date because like alcohol in the mix, like I just don't trust people I don't know that well. But it's a common thing. So if a guy asks you out for drinks in the U.S., like, don't be offended. Just maybe say, I don't drink much or something, and then plan something else. Go out for coffee. Go out for coffee and ice cream, something to drink, go take a walk. It's usually pretty casual. And then say you have something to do after so that you can like weasel your way out if it goes terribly. Like, oh, you know, I have this thing I have to go to later, but yeah, sure, I'd love to just meet up for a coffee or something. And then you have like some weasel room to get out of a bad date.
I think everything's just.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Been kind of like expedited more, you know, to be more efficient. It's just like, it's like speed dating now, you know, just using an app. You go out, you know, on a Tuesday, and on a Wednesday a different person, on a Thursday a different person, and on a Friday, and you just keep, you
that's
know,
crazy. I've never done that, yeah. But I guess there are people who are like professional Tinder daters and go out pretty often, but I would say don't be disappointed if it like fizzles out or something. I think that's really common in the US. And don't also be disappointed, like, you get home, he doesn't text you and ask if you made it back okay. He doesn't text you for like 3 days. That's pretty normal in the US. Yeah. I know in other countries they're supposed to text you like right away, like, hey, did you make it home okay? And they're like supposed to keep texting you constantly. But yeah, that's not a thing in the US.
No. That's called neediness, and it's too,
overwhelming.
Overwhelming.
Like, it can seem creepy if a guy is like, a US guy is doing that and he doesn't know that your culture is like really communicative or something, like he might be a creep. So like, be careful.
And also I would say, you know, if you meet somebody and they do a more traditional approach where they ask you out on a date, you know, face to face, that person's got some integrity. That might be a person that's much more a better candidate for a relationship than some Tinder person.
Yeah.
You know, because
if a person from, like from a class or something asks you out, they definitely have some backbone. Sure.
They have some backbone. And also, I'll tell you what, men, plan the first date. Like, just take the initiative. We're going here at this time. Then we're going to go here at this time and do this thing. Don't don't be like, you know, let the woman say, so what do you want to do? And you're like, well, I don't know. What do you want to do? That women hate that. They hate it passionately. They want you to take the initiative and decide where to go, what time, where you're going. It will make you look, if let's say your appearance is like a 6 or a 7, if you take initiative, you could be an 8 or a 9. Like, it'll raise you up two points. Yeah.
Okay. How about some dating don'ts on a first date? I would say don't go to the movies because you have like no chance to talk.
Can't talk. Right.
Can't talk. Can't get to know someone. Right. Don't do like a long, in modern day, don't do a commitment like going to dinner and a movie or something like long form, because if you don't like the person, it's like hard to get out of the date.
You got to finish the meal, and it's just like, yeah, it's like a torture.
Really awkward. Yeah, horrible. Mm-hmm.
Don't talk about yourself too much. Ask questions. Listen. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. For men, that's important. For women, don't reveal too much information about yourself.
Yeah.
Because you just never know when a man's going to be a psycho.
Yeah, and don't talk really about exes. Don't talk about your former relationships.
Oh, right. Don't talk about your prior relationships. Just, you're like vetting this person like a job interview. So just like get to know them. Like, what is their job? Or if they're a student, like, what's their major? And what are your common interests? Like, just keep it lighthearted. And what are some other dating don'ts? I would say nowadays, always offer to pay. The person who asks the other person on the date should pay. I still think that's too modern day. Yeah. But as a woman, it's fine to offer to pay for your half or whatever. And
but if a woman offers to pay for her half, don't let her.
Yeah, don't. Find... Unless she's like uncomfortable and she seems like she really, really wants to pay because she wants to get out of this as soon as fast possible. Well, then maybe, but.
Even then, I would say, like, if you like choose a restaurant you can afford to pay for both people. So don't choose a super nice restaurant if you don't have a lot of money. Choose a restaurant that you can afford to pay for both you and the person you're asking out. Don't choose an expensive restaurant and then expect her to pay half of her meal
to cover her costs. Yeah,
it's really it's really ugly. That's it looks bad. It's really
it does.
Yeah.
Don't go don't take a lady out to McDonald's or like something, you know?
No,
what I mean? Like,
those are not, so, that does not count. That's not a date.
You can get a cheap, you can like plan a date that's affordable other places. Like look for little spots and cafes and things that have like reasonable prices, like local prices. And or just plan something cheap, like going for an ice cream or getting a coffee if that's what you can afford. But don't take her to like McDonald's or like a fast food chain or
you
something.
Can get a great sandwich restaurant that is privately owned by just like a small business owner where they make like great sandwiches that'll cost you the same or less than McDonald's, you know?
Right. So please don't take a lady out to McDonald's as the first date. And what other don'ts? Don't have them meet your parents or something on the first date. That would be absolutely crazy.
That's crazy. Don't smoke. If you're a smoker, don't smoke.
Don't get drunk on a first date. For women, for safety. For men, it just looks bad. You know what I mean? Yeah. Don't do that. Don't show up late. People care a lot about being punctual in the U.S. Even as a woman, like women have a little more leeway to be a little bit late. Don't be more than 15 minutes late, especially without letting the person know. Because here in Mexico, a woman can be anywhere from like 2 hours late. Don't do that. In the U.S., the guy's going to be long gone. It just shows respect for other people's time and that you can be on time and you're a punctual, reliable person. Yeah. So be on time.
And don't wear a ripped t-shirt and a pair of jogging shorts or something like that.
Yeah, don't go looking, you know, weird. In the U.S., it's true that we dress really casually, but you still want to look nice and casual for a first date. So, like, women, if you don't know what to wear, and men, if you don't know what to wear, look up first date outfits on YouTube for YouTubers that are based in the U.S., and a lot of that will just give you, like, a good idea about what you can wear.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I think that's pretty much concludes our first date etiquette for America. If you guys have any further questions about what dating etiquette is like in America, please shoot us an email at AtoZEnglishPodcast@gmail.com. We would love to answer your questions. This is a really fun topic for us. Leave a comment down below. That really helps with visibility. And we love to answer your comments as well at AtoZEnglishPodcast.com. And join the WeChat and WhatsApp groups to join the conversation. You can ask us anything directly there and Jack and I will answer. We will see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.